Big day today from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
More QE.
Oh,
value of the dollar, is it an issue? He'll be rubbing his hands, having toast and thinking about it as we speak.
Yeah, and hopefully not too many coffees.
No, exactly. Now,
it's Reserve Bank Day. So it's we're at the end of June. If we go back to March and April, the central banks were very much front and centre as we grappled with the liquidity and all the market concerns that descended on us in sort of March and April. So we got the big responses back in March and April, and then everything has settled down. So today we have what used to be called the Official Cash Rate Review, the OCR Review, but it's changed its name, Mike. It's now called the Monetary Policy Review, and this reflects the fact that other tools such as forward guidance, you know, telling us where the official cash rate is going to be, and the LSAP, that's the Large Scale Asset Purchase Program, which is QE by a longer name, they're being deployed as well. So they're being used to achieve the RB mandate, which, to remind you, is the low and stable inflation, remember that 2% target, and full employment, both of which are going to be quite challenging. I suppose one of the implications of changing the focus there is that it opens the door for announcements related to forward guidance and QE, and whether or not we get any of that today, I think, is another point. So what do we expect? Well, it's going to be steady as we go, really, Mike. I mean, Governor Orr has been pretty clear that monetary policy is very much a support to fiscal policy, to the government actions. We know the OCR is at 0.25. We've been told it'll be there until early 2021. Look, at some stage, they have the ability to increase QE, to increase the LSAP. I don't think they need to do that right now. Of course, they've got other things they can do, like LVRs and stuff. I don't think we'll see any announcements on that today. You're right, the one issue that looks relevant is the currency. Now, the Reserve Bank looks at the trade-weighted index. That's the value of the New Zealand dollar against a basket of other currencies. Now, at the recent monetary policy statement, it had assumed the models or the assumptions were that it would fall, and it's actually gone the other way. Yeah. So if you think about an export-led recovery, high currency doesn't really help our exporters. So it's sort of 68, 69 through March, April. It's now over 72. So they may comment on that. They may not. But I'm expecting a fairly muted market response today.
Philip Lowe seemed fairly comfortable in Australia the other day. Yeah. He's got the same problem with the dollar. Now, EBOS, speaking of Australia, dual-listed, of course. What happened there?
Local corporate activity continues. EBOS, originally New Zealand business, Mike. These days it's a big Australasian marketer and wholesaler, distributor of healthcare, pharma, medical products. Been listed on the NZX since the 1960s, so it's been a long time. Big sell down initiated Monday evening by EBOS's biggest investor, Cybos. They're a subsidiary of the Zwelig Corporation. It's a Hong Kong-based entity. Now, they came on board as a shareholder a couple of years back. It was part of a deal selling the Symbion pharmaceutical business to EBOS. They got shares of part of that deal. It's quite an audacious deal at the time by EBOS. So they're now just reducing their holding down. So they've been pretty passive. They sold a 9% stake. It was quite a big deal, over $300 million. So it was done by institutional placement. EBOS price fell a little bit yesterday, but I think it's quite fairly encouraging that the sale went through with relatively little disruption. I mean, the share price did fall yesterday, but it was still above where that placement went through. Now you get a bit of hiatus before Cybos will sell more shares probably.
The WWDC, is that different from the WWE wrestling?
Now, we do need to point out here that I'm wholly unqualified to talk technical stuff relating to Apple. I'll talk about the number of iPhone sales and stuff, but so apologies to everyone. Yeah, WWDC is the Worldwide Developer Conference. It's Apple's big event. It's entirely virtual this year. It would normally be a big conference, you know, lots of people sharing personal space. We don't do that anymore. Quick highlights. iOS 14 is out. Now, if you're like me, that's just an annoying update that pops up on your phone, but apparently it's more than that. So you're going to have a new home screen in the app library, new Siri interface. I don't know how to turn Siri on. And you get picture in picture. Your home screen is going to look different. Improvement to maths and memojis. I don't even know what a memoji is. Cycling directions, you'll get that translated. But the big deal is that they're Apple's actually going to move away from Intel chips in the Mac computers. And they're going to use their own chips. But this is a big deal. Google it if you want to know all the details. Mike, okay. There's a lot of stuff there.
Fantastic. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 26,243. It's up 218.84%. Lots of green on the screen at the moment. S&P 500, 3146, up 29 points, 0.92%. and the NASDAQ 10,194, up 137 points, 1.37% as we speak. The FTSE 100, 6320, up 76, 1.21% gain. The Nikkei, 22,549, up 112, 0.5% gain there. Shanghai Composite gained 5, 2970. The ASX 200 gained 10 yesterday, closing at 5954, and we lost 0.23%. Down 26 points, 11,132. Kiwi dollar, a little bit stronger this morning, back over, oh, it actually just dipped under 65 cents, 0.6495. Against the Aussie, 0.9366. Against the euro, 0.5745. 0.5190. Great British pounds, 69.22 against the yen. They're all obviously on the wholesale markets. Gold, stronger again, $1,766.31. And Brent crude, $42.64.
You're a champion. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and all that expertise and brain power at jmiwealth.co.nz.